Blog Talk Radio.
Morris Mills, round and round. Welcome to another broadcast, live broadcast of Matters of the Heart. Miss Day Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth. My apologies again for my raspy voice. My voice is trying to come back, but it's not completely back. But hopefully you can understand my vocabulary. And also must remind you that usually Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because the Shock Entertainment Reports live broadcast are recommended for the mature audience, those 18 of age and over, just for the mere fact of the topic of love, romance, dating, sex, and et cetera. But thank you for joining and for supporting and checking out Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, either archive shows, shows that have previously been broadcasted, or live broadcasts as this one. We're talking today entertainment and lifestyle topics, plus we're focusing on, like I said, matters of the heart, like the recent hot stories of breakups and makeups, engagements, and marriages of some of our favorite celebrities. And feel free to call in and share your perspective regarding matters of the heart topics, love, dating, romance, sex, divorce, marriage, engagement. It's all of the goodies pertaining to romance and dating and relationships. The call-in number, in case you don't have it in front of you, is 714-409-0614. You can call in to listen or press 1 to make a comment, also to ask a question. And also, I am headed to the chat room also. If you have not created a blogtalkradio.com profile listener account, please do. Therefore, if you have a listener profile account, you can not only enter my chat room here at Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but you can mingle with the entire BTR community, the entire Blog Talk Radio community, mingle with other hosts of your other favorite Blog Talk Radio shows also. So it's definitely a good thing to have a listener profile account created. But again, I thank you for joining this morning, and just looking forward to having a good broadcast this morning, really. Wow. Chad Johnson has been in the news a lot. I know that. So, you know, we definitely will talk about Chad and Evelyn. They're reporting that she has filed for divorce after 6 weeks of marriage. So we will talk about them and also talk about Jennifer Aniston's engagement. And, you know, Ned, more than likely Brad and Angelina, is what we're hearing, will become a legally married couple this weekend in France. So happy for them also. So this is, you know, so we'll talk about all that you want to talk about. So feel free to call in also. That would be great. It's Dread Days. I tell so.
Yours, all yours tonight.
I touch souls, dread days. Again, I always say it, and it's so true. And I know many of you agree. My favorite reggae group, Dread Days. Can't wait to see them live. Like their Facebook page, Dread Days, and Dread Days fans, and also all of them on Twitter at Dread Days. All of a sudden, Murphy's Law just happened to me. My switchboard just vanished for a minute. I'm not panicking because my computer has decided to do a little maintenance, and it only takes a few minutes on that. So thank God I have my MyTouch. Shout out to T-Mobile. I love T-Mobile so much. Shout out to Amanda and Jeremy and Glenn at the T-Mobile location on East Carolina Road. Also, I love I-55 location also. And shout out to the others on Lakeland and just overall the T-Mobile employees that I speak with on the phone plus online. But just because my switchboard is off, I can still, I have my MyTouch right here in my hand, my office in my hand, so I can still broadcast freely with you all. And a little political news, and I'm sharing news from all sides, you know, but here's some info from the Republican convention that I received. And it's about it's regarding the convention itinerary. And this is what you all know. The convention will be August the 27th through August the 30th in Tampa Bay, in Tampa, Florida. And you can visit GOPconvention2012.com. And the press release are usually sent out via James Davis or Cal Downey. And their numbers are, contact number is 813-381-558. And this is something, this is the press release that I received recently regarding the convention release session time. And the Committee on Arrangements for the 2012 Republican National Convention has announced the official session times for the convention to be held August 27th through 30th at the Tampa Bay Times Forum. The official session times are Monday, August the 27th, 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tuesday, August 28th, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Wednesday, August the 29th, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. And on Thursday, the last night of the convention, the last day of the convention, August the 30th, 7:30 p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. And remember, about the 2012 Republican National Convention. The 2012 Republican National Convention will be held at the Tampa Bay Times Forum August the 27th through 30th. That's this month. Nearly 50,000 visitors are expected to come to the Tampa Bay area for the event, including delegates, alternate delegates, media, and other guests. I would love to be part of the media that attends. For more information about the 2012 Republican National Convention, become part of the virtual convention at conventionwithoutwalls.com. Also visit the website, like I mentioned before, at GOP Convention 2012, and also check out the official blog of Conventional Wisdom at GOP2012.com/blog. Mary McLaurin, Delegate of Mississippi, I mean, she's excited to go to the convention. She also heads one of the GOP Facebook pages that I'm a member of also. So shout out all of my fellow Republican friends, and shout out to Mary McLaurin also. She and a couple others do a great job keeping us informed within the Madison County. I live in Hinds County, but I'm right at the outskirts of Madison County. Madison County is literally like in my backyard, and just an amazing Facebook group, Madison County GOP, and also on Pinterest and also on Twitter also. So I'm pulling my screen back up, my switchboard back up, so I can play some more awesome music for you all on this Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and also so I can retrieve your phone calls too. Okay. So I'm like, okay. pick the fine time to for maintenance, but it's important. Maintenance is always important. You all know this, right? You don't want your computers and everything crashing on you. And do your best to back up as much as you can also. I'm looking at an email also from the First Lady of Texas, Anita Perry. We've opened the Texas Governor's Mansion. First Lady of Texas, Anita Perry, writes in her blog, months before the Governor's Mansion restoration was complete, I knew the first official event I wanted to host. It seemed only fitting to host former First Families to the first official function. Today, that was on yesterday, the 14th, the Governor and I had the honor and pleasure of welcoming members of former First Families back to the mansion. Many of these people attended a breakfast following the fire back in July 2008, expressed their support of restoring the Grand House. 4 years later, they were able to tour just as the media did on July 18th and see the magnificent restoration. It was fun to hear stories and fond memories from their experiences in the house. One of the guests was married in the house, another told of the time when Winston Churchill's son visited the house. And she talked about how she was fascinated to hear all of those stories. And that's, I'm celebrating my birthday a whole month. And, you know, I mentioned that we have some nice places to visit here in Jackson, Mississippi, historic places, and also museums and so on. So I mentioned the Davis Planetarium that I have not visited in a long time, and I plan to. But then also I also plan to visit our governor's mansion also, here in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi. I haven't visited the governor's mansion since 08 either, and that was the day that former Governor Haley Barbara and First Lady Marsha Barbara were inaugurated for their second term. That was 2008. So I think our governor's mansion is like the second oldest governor's mansion, which is still being utilized, you know. And I took some awesome pictures when I toured the mansion, but ironically, I dropped my camera, and I had a camera, I didn't have my phone. I had a 35mm, I had a camera, and I dropped the camera in one of the awesome bedrooms, and something happened where my film did not develop properly. My pictures with the first family, the first couple, and so on. So I was sad about that, but because I definitely wanted my pictures, and I wanted to send the First Lady picture of the three of us together. So, I look forward to visiting. And if you all are Facebook friends with me, you see pictures of downtown Jackson all the time, of the governor's mansion and so on. But I look forward to touring, to visiting the mansion in Austin also in the near future, because I know it's just a beautiful place. I had seen pictures last week when they had first opened the doors, because I'm friends with Governor Perry and on Flickr. So I tweet with them, but we're Flickr friends. And I had seen pictures that they had posted of the opening of the governor's mansion, and so awesome. But I know we're talking about love and romance, but I'm talking, my screen is coming up right now. So since I have this information like right in front of me, I'm talking about it as I pull the screen back up. So my computer is now through doing its maintenance on itself. So it only takes a few minutes. So I was like, okay, it better be a few minutes just like it usually is. You know, one thing about Murphy's Law, you always have to be prepared for the unexpected. What could happen can always happen. And many times, many of you know this, does happen. Sometimes for the first time. Just amazing. Again, I thank you all for your support and for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment's report and also for networking with me. And obviously, I did not drink my honey. I hadn't drank my honey yet, like my dear friend William recommended I do. I haven't even had my green tea this morning. I'm drinking water right now. But the green tea and honey, and also tea with lemon, definitely will do justice, I'm sure. So the screen is, my switchboard is coming up, and I'll see what other news I can talk about while it is coming up. But I found that interesting. I thought maybe some of you might want to hear about that. Also, happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Like I said, we're still celebrating. I'm still loving that my birthday month. Still accepting birthday wishes. Oh, my God, it's Ben Affleck's birthday. So if today is your birthday, you are sharing a birthday with Ben Affleck. He's one of my favorite actors. Also, it's Rose Marie, birthday actress from the Dick Van Dyke Show. She's 89. Oh, my God, and also condolences to, you know, Horseshack passed away yesterday at age 63 from Welcome Back Carter, the class clown from Welcome Back Carter. So, send condolences and hugs to his family and to fellow fans like I of the show Welcome Back Carter. Wow. Phyllis Schlafly, conservative activist, age 88. Today's her birthday. Mike Connors, actor, man, is 87. Vernon Jordan, civil rights activist, he's 77. Jim Dale, actor, singer, 77. Pat Priest, actress for the Munsters, 76. Stephen Breyer, Supreme Court Justice, 74. Linda Ellerbe, author and journalist, 68. Jimmy Webb, songwriter, 66. Today's Prince Anne's birthday. Shout out to the UK. Member of the British royal family, she's 62. Tesh Hopper, actress, is 62. Okay, my sweet, I'm back in the switchboard. So feel free to call in, 714-409-0614. Larry Matthews, actor, another star from the Dick Van Dyke Show, 57. Zelko Avanek, actor, 55. Alessandro Gonzalez Inarritu, director of Babel, 49. Anthony Anderson, awesome, does he not? He's 42. And he's a Leo. Natasha Henstridge, actress, 38. Joe Jonas, rock singer with the Jonas Brothers, he's 23. And actress Deborah Messon, oh my God, I love her. She's so amazing. Smash, Will and Grace, turns 44 years old today. But then also, I love her movie, also Wedding Date. Remember the film where she hired a guy to go to her sister's wedding with her? I love that movie. I can watch. Well, that's a movie that I can watch over and over and over again, honestly. Also, in 1969, on this date, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened in upstate New York. Oh, my God. Sometimes I feel like in my former life I was a hippie. And just having a blast, you know, just a good time at Woodstock. I was born in 68, you know, but I was literally a one-year-old in a few days when Woodstock Music Festival was first presented. In 1057, Macbeth, King of Scots, was killed in battle by Malcolm, the eldest son of King Duncan, who Macbeth had slain. And also, 1769, Napoleon Bonaparte was born on the island of Corsica. And there's more and more and more more things that happened. Oh, my God, in 1939, it was premiered at the Guamen Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Plus, in 35, humorist Will Rogers and aviator Wiley Post were killed when the airplane crashed near Point Barrow, Alaska. So a lot of things happened on this day in history. Richard M. Nixon in 71 announced a 90-day freeze on wages, prices, and rent. And also in 2001, astronomers announced the discovery of the first solar system outside of our own, and that two planets orbiting a star in the Big Dipper. Wow. So that is something. In 2006, Israel began withdrawing its forces from southern Lebanon. So you all can check out AP news, and if you're in Dallas, you see this news anyway. But Clarence Ledger does not have Today in History. Clarence Ledger is a great newspaper in Jackson, but I love the Today in History facts. My cousin Linda says she likes to get her Today in History facts from, I think, the Jewish Post also. But again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart. And I'm back to being able to play some awesome music because my switchboard is back on. And my computer is through doing a little quick maintenance that it wanted, that needed to do. So, you have to allow our computers to do what they need to do. So not to interrupt our work, right? Okay, we're here from... Wow, I love it. Do you not? I have been a big lover, big fan of Arvin Norris since the early 80s, since I was a preteen. Moments in Love is an amazing, amazing, amazing song. This used to be the intro song for me when I was a radio personality at a local station here. Shout out to Mr. Charles Evers and board of directors and all the former past and present radio personalities there at NPR now. You can visit NPR at WNPR90.1.com. Matter of fact, Mr. Charles Evers, the late Meg Evers' brother, matter of fact, his show broadcasts every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, called This Talk with Charles Evers. But when I was a radio personality there in the mid-early 90s, I broadcasted during the day, and also I had a night show called Night Vibes. But I used to kick off my slow jam and jazz set during midday lunch hour with this song. I love that song. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. But we have a caller, so let's see what's up. If matters of the heart is on their mind or want to talk about other breaking news stories regarding our favorite celebrities. Hello, how are you?
Hi. Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You sound great.
Yeah, thank you. Here in New York City.
Listening to your program. New York City shows Culture Shock Entertainment Report so much love. I love you all. Can't wait to visit the Big Apple.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. You have, you know, the city lights, but also the downside of brutality, police brutality, gang violence. So other than the tourist spots, the real deal is a bit more real, you know.
Okay. So what's your name and where are you in New York? You're in New York City or?
Yeah, I'm right in the city. My name is Hotep Kenyatta.
Hotep Kenyatta?
Yeah, H-O-T-E-T, Hotep, like Imhotep, the Egyptian Semitic, very popular name that means peace, and Kenyatta, like Jomo Kenyatta of Africa.
Yeah, I have a lot of, from my childhood, I've met a lot of Kenyattas, but Kenyatta is your last name, middle name?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, now how do you spell Hotep? Because it means peace, I want to hear it right.
H-O-T-E-P. H-O-T, like calm, E.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
E like Edward. Oh, okay. E like Peter. Yeah.
Okay. Hotep Kenyatta. Beautiful name. Thank you. So what's on your mind?
Well, the fact you were playing some good music, and I was thinking of how the black community creates a lot of music and dances and clothing, but we don't own the top-level publishing record companies, ASCAP, BMI, Harry Fox Agency, the top agencies in management. So it would be sensational if we made a move, like hopefully Africa and the Caribbean will do, to control the diamonds and gold and bananas and rice and bauxite, and us here to control our music and dance. We're working on it, a few of my associates and I, but it's going to be an uphill battle because, you know, that's where the power is, and at the top level of the business hierarchy. So as we hear the good music, hopefully we can come together and make those changes. Same thing with the Red Cross. They're around the world, but they are funneling the money to us instead of us owning our own nonprofits in Africa and Haiti and Jamaica to help our own people.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Because you're talking about like royalties, how important it is. That's what a few local artists and I have been talking about a lot, and of course, national artists and international. Matter of fact, another caller is on the line now, my friend, fellow Blog Talk Radio host, Ebony Empress, calling from England now, and she's a native of Jamaica. You mentioned the islands. But I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it is important for us to not only create the music, but then also be able to reap the benefits also.
Yeah. You see so many, I run into them in meetings, older artists that are legends in the industry that are living in, you know, government shelters, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really bad. But it's a mentality thing also. Our people tend to have this belief of looking up to other groups instead of looking in our group and saying, look, you know, we have the accountants, lawyers, and managers right here. Why don't we start our own? So we're working hard on it. I have a Facebook also, Hotep Kenyatta, if any entertainers and people that
yeah, that's what I want to provide us with all the information and links where we can contact you. Okay, you have your Facebook page.
Yes, and we have a radio show called Black Emergency that covers this and other issues, including, you know, black and black crime and things that we don't often talk about because we think it's taboo. So that's Black Emergency Radio right on Blog Talk. And another of our associates. What's that?
So is Black Emergency or Black Emergencies?
Black Emergency,
E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C-Y. Okay, and here at Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much because I love networking with fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts. And like I said before, Ebony Empress is on hold right now also, and her show broadcast is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So when does Black Emergency broadcast?
It's on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. And actually, one of the objectives of the show is to bring together other radio and TV hosts around the world. We have some people in Africa now that are working with us so that we can have a collective, meaning we each have shows, but there's no reason we can't have a conference call and discuss issues on Blog Talk or, you know, themes. Maybe someone got a new news tidbit, an inside recording, and they could say, hey, anyone wants it? All we need to do is talk. We have it all, everything we need to really empower ourselves. It's just putting slight differences on the side. Some of the brothers are Muslim, some are atheists, some are Christians, some are Orisha. You know, but once the sisters and brothers come together, say, look, that's the later. Right now, how can we make a better world for our children? And then we go home and celebrate our religion however we want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So hopefully
you're speaking the truth.
You know, Malcolm and Martin Luther King and Marcus Garvey, what they had started, and W.E.B. Du Bois, they had started all this. So we're not doing anything that is so out of the box or brilliant. The problem is, it took somebody to say, hey, wait a minute. They killed our people or shipped them to Jamaica to die, but the dream is still there. The documents are still there, you know. In fact, some of the organizations still exist.
Wow. And so what you're speaking, we always talk about, which you, if you listen to me, we're always talking about the American dream. But there's a worldwide dream. We can still attain this worldwide dream, this international dream of all of us from different backgrounds coming together. And those of us like you and I love fashion, love music and entertainment, also understand the behind-the-scenes workings of management and production, you know, and promotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important for us to unite.
Yeah. With that unity, we then own the intellectual property, but also we own the legal industries that protect it, the accounting, the marketing, because we are the creators.
Exactly. We can keep count of our budget, in other words, right?
Yeah. We don't have to, you know, sit with someone else to tell us how to add two columns of numbers. We're intelligent enough to do that. But some groups have a stranglehold on the entertainment industry. And when you try to take it, you know, from them, they say, oh, what, you don't like us? We can, we love you a lot, but we also love ourselves. We'll call you up when we cut you a check to come and work under us, not on top of us. And we're creating the breakdance and the reggae and the gospel and the soul and the blues and the jazz. And oh, I mean, you can go on. Philip Emeagwali created the fastest computer a few decades ago, a brother from Africa. You know, I mean, we do it all. No, it's no love lost against other cultures. It's just that it's time for us to, you know, come together and really make a quantum leap and help humanity, because once you raise the black folks up, you raise everybody up, since the original people. You raise the parents, you raise all the children.
Exactly. Because we're all in this together. And, it's so important for us to be colorblind. It's good to love our own heritage and our own cultures, and many of us have a mixed culture. I'm here in the deep side, but I'm of mixed culture. Yes, I'm an African-American sister, but I'm of mixed culture. And also, and we're all of mixed culture, and we're all, regardless of our heritage or our race, we're in this. I love sees no color, and music is universal. Fashion is universal.
Yeah.
Art is universal. So it's not about color. It's about what you were saying, humanity. We are human beings. We are of, like Tony Brown, which you know, the journalist in New York, he always used to tell me that it's not about the different colors, it's about the human race, because we are of one race, the human race.
Yeah, the trick that has happened throughout history is, and Tony was sensational, by the way, that society has divided us under flags, for example. So we run in the Olympics under different flags, and then when we get to our country, we become second-class citizens again. Or we go to different places to worship, but then when we go to our homes, it's in the ghetto and we're all struggling. And the important thing to do is to go under the microscope and evaluate the plight of black and brown people globally so that we can fix it without, you know, having to even have any negative to do with other groups, because what they do is perfect for them. But what we need to do is stop the brutality and save our music and dance from people making billions while we're getting food stamps.
Yes. And it's not about greed, but it's sad when you see people that work hard. You and I know firsthand, sounds like we both have experienced similar things and have seen others. And just to see, looking on from the outside, as artists, you know they're supposed to receive certain royalties. You know they shouldn't be broke. You know they shouldn't be struggling in whatever aspect of their lives, because regardless of our backgrounds, all of us are either we're experiencing success in one area or struggling through something. It could be relationships, money, a career, or whatever. So we all know someone is going through something. But, my goodness, I'm getting so excited. I'm about to lose track of you have really stirred the man up. I'm glad you called in this morning. But and excuse my voice, too. It's like gone. What was I saying? I got so excited. Regardless, we're all going through something, what I was saying. So that's what, in bottom line, it's important for us to have this extremely good support system, which you kicked off talking about. Pretty much, we need to have a good support system and supporting one another on different levels, from artists and performers to those behind the scenes dealing with the production and management also.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I know there are a few bad apples out there, you and I know this, that sometimes scare some artists and scare some designers, you know, bad experiences. But, you know, we can't let stuff like that stop us. We have to keep going and just pray to connect with other positive mind people.
Yeah, if I could briefly say the bad apples, we all know the managers and producers from our own communities that take advantage. But what I have found is that those bad apples were planted there by the system. Meaning, if you think about the ones that are the bad apples, we didn't water them. They were put there by the same groups that needed some black faces in high places. Just like puppet governments in Africa. You look at the puppets, there's a reason why the $1 billion doesn't get through to the starving people, because the puppet takes 99%, hooks up his or her people, and the people get maybe one chicken.
Oh, my God.
So it's not that we don't have bad apples. The thing is, once we control our own destiny, we can get rid of the apples instead of the apples remaining on the tree, and we constantly get abused. You see it in sports. There's some managers and people in boxing, for example, who are definitely bad apples, but, you know, the system keeps putting them out there like they're our savior. You know, you got to go through this one if you want to get into boxing or into hip-hop or into gospel. And I say, but who said that? That's in the Bible or the Torah or the Quran? No, it's in your mind. We can control our own destiny. It's not 1801. We study, we know how to read, we can tap, or we can rap. Whatever you want, we got it. Bring it on.
So true. Because God, Allah, has the power. And so it's all important for us to stay positive and good attitude regardless of what we're going through and stay focused.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Once we allow ourselves to get drained and negative, because, you know, we all have different issues they try to come at us with, then it leads to negative emotions, and that leads to things like heart trouble, cancer, depression, and possibly, you know, the demise when it comes to death or drug abuse. We got to stay positive no matter what they bring. And when I say they, it's not necessarily a Eurocentric they. There's some blacks and Saudi Arabians and others who are they. They are the people on top that want to keep everyone else down, including some white folks that want to keep other white folks out. But I think it's time in history for us to look at us and not worry about what people say, oh, we got to include the Irish and this one. No, they got their own thing. We need to include a black, pan-African thing. After that, we can open our doors and say, okay, who else can we help, you know, after we put out the fire in our own homes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so true. So, wow. And again, I just want to recap your contact info because I know listeners definitely want to network with you and after this broadcast today. You're on Facebook at OTEP Kenyatta,
OTEP
right?
Kenyatta.
And here on blogtalkradio.com at Black
That's
Emergency.
That's right.
Okay, and your show broadcasts every Saturday at 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so if folks are more on the, you know, Cali coast, they got to go back in time. And if they head over to maybe Britain or Africa, they have to go forward in time. But I'm sorry, because there's a delay.
You go. I was just going to say,
yeah.
Like I'm in the deep south, and so I'm Central Standard Time, so I will be tuning in at 5:30.
Okay, an hour different. Good.
Yeah.
And then folks in the Caribbean are the same time, all the way down Jamaica, Bahamas, St. Kitts, Nevis, you know. And it's so powerful when you think about it, right? Using the Internet, we are able to bring our folks together around the world and make some changes. Go onto Skype, get 9 or 10 people on a video conference and discuss issues that one person is going through in Nigeria. The same company might be in New York doing the same negative strategy, and no one ever talks about it, you know. So I think if we can keep the Internet open as an open forum, and even if they try to shut it down, here's why it's impossible. We can set up our own computer network. It just takes you having a computer, me having a computer, and having a network person come in and hook up and figure the network. You don't even need this Internet that they have.
Yes. And have an open mind to networking. Think outside of the box.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, Ebony Empress, a fellow Blog Talk Radio cohort of ours, is on the line also, and she's calling from London. Do you mind if she join in?
Oh, that would be sensational. I lived in Southport, England for a while.
Okay, cool. Well, time to say hello to Ebony
Empress.
Hi.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, Ebony. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi. We also have
You're
another
good.
Fellow Blog Talk Radio cohort on the line. You can introduce
okay.
yourselves to one another.
Hi, Ebony.
Hi, how are you doing?
Kenyatta.
Okay. Well, this is Ebony, and I've got a show called Ebony's Real Talks, and it it goes out on a Tuesday and Thursday, which my girl just mentioned.
Yeah.
But good to connect with you, and I was listening to what you were saying. I think that is so good because that's what I've been doing for the last 3 months myself. I've just been going around on Blog Talk, connecting with people from – I've had a connection with Colour Blue Radio. I don't know if you know Colour Blue Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I appear on their show, and they go out. They have a morning show that goes out sort of 5 days a week. They have connections all over the Caribbean. So you know that's given me a link to the Caribbean, and then I connect with my US friends on Blog Talk, and I have so many people who I've connected since I joined Blog Talk. And it is. Making sure that you make those connections, not just working on your own, something that we can all kind of just be successful in our own right, but without, you know, being that island, but not recognizing that coming together with others can make it even bigger for you, and it can just promote the whole community.
That's
so, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good. Absolutely. And I need to check you out. on Blog Talk.
OTEP show broadcast is on Saturday evenings at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
I missed your show yesterday. I tried to listen. For some reason, something was going on. I don't know what was going on. And can you share with us what you discussed yesterday and what you would be discussing?
It was a really good, interesting conversation, actually. We're talking about can you really get over someone that you've broken up with? So, you know, talking about relationships, you know, letting go, that kind of rejection story, where you may have been feel that you've been rejected in the past because the relationship's ended. How do you move on and get the life that you want? So it was interesting. I had also a writer from California who's written Sins of a Siren and Fatal Attention. So if you know Curtis L. Alcock, and that was part of my network, and he was on my show as well talking about his books. I don't know if you've heard of him.
What's the name of his book?
It's Sins of a Siren, 1 and 2. And he's also got a book called Fatal Intentions.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, so he's on talking about the books he's written and also his own experience of, I think what he was saying was that he had a relationship that was really great for him when that broke up. He still hasn't got over it. So it's interesting how, you know, painful breakups can stay with you a very long time.
Oh, yeah, because I talk about it a lot, how my second marriage, the failure of my second marriage really, you know, got to me. My second husband is a native of Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah.
And you know, so it's amazing how some breakups you can just move on, and some breakups you're like, what did I do?
Yeah, you know.
And some people know, and then some people know. I've had friends that say, well, I was a complete hoe, but I messed up on that person, on that relationship. So, what were some of the great tips that you shared? I'm definitely going to listen to.
Well, you have to listen to the podcast because that's now up and running, and actually quite a few people have downloaded it today because a lot of people don't get to listen live, but I'm always sure that people will download after. But, yeah, it's on my channel. I'm not going to show the details. I'm going to say go and listen because, you know, I had a relationship coach on, Hilton Samuels. I also had Winston Miller, who is a mediator for couples, and she shared some of her wisdom. And, you know, of course, we had Curtis on as well. So, you know, it was a full-packed show with lots of views about how we move on. But we're doing a part two. We're doing a part two because I've had so many messages from people who have said that they've learned so much from listening. And, you know, something, you know, that they'd like to hear more on. So we've decided that we're going to do a part two.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So we can dig a bit deeper because, you know, it's not always about you letting go of someone. It's also other people being able to let go of you, you know. So there's that whole thing about stalking. And some people can't get over it.
Yes, so that's really important. I'm not a stranger to stalkers. So, yeah, that...
Yeah,
it's good. I think some people too. I don't think some people realize that they're stalking people. They just want to make contact with the person, but you're stalking.
Yes. You know, if you call me four times and I haven't answered, just get over it and leave it until I do.
Exactly. And if you catch yourself following passing someone's house many times, or following them wherever they go, oh, that's stalking.
Absolutely.
I think some people don't realize
that. Well, because it can get really dangerous. You know, it can get dangerous if people can't give up and let go.
Yeah, and you can't move on to meet other people if you're busy talking to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is also that question about integrity, you know. How integral are you in a relationship? You know, do you kind of pave the way for those possibilities?
Wow. OTEP, do you have anything to say regarding relationships?
Yeah. Well, two. One is radio relationship with audio. The putting headphones in the when screening and listening to the shows, what that does is it eliminates the delay, which we'll hear on shows. But from a personal one-on-one relationship, a lot of people need to first identify who they are before they get into who is someone else. Otherwise, you end up in a predicament where you may find later on that things just don't line up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
One person may be developing into, you know, a more Pan-African focus, and the other person may be developing into the European corporate focus, and that's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, we touched on that. We talked about, you know, who is the right person for you, because it is all about that alignment. And sometimes we want to ignore when we meet someone and there's a fundamental difference between our values. You know, if you have really distinct differences in how you see the world and how you value yourself and what you're about, you know, is that going to really work for me? That's a big question. Is that going to work for me? And sometimes you can see where you're going to go, but you're still going there because the package looks good. Yeah.
And you might truly be in love, but it goes back to what both of you are saying. You might not be in line for one another.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that means you really have to work hard if you want it to work.
Yeah, very hard. And sometimes the work is too much for this lifetime.
But then you have to make that decision, well.
Yes.
Look like we might have to close the chapter.
And that's the sad part.
I'm sure you talked about the heartbreak of it.
Yes,
that's
we did.
That's the sad part. You have to agree that maybe you're not good for one another, even though you know you're in love.
Absolutely. And what was great, a couple of people shared their own experiences of breakups. Actually, a couple of men, and I thought that was really great. Because normally it's women who are sharing the heartbreak. And we think it's only us who suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, men do. Men do too. Yeah,
sometimes, sorry about that, because I'm hearing a delay, so I'm trying to figure when to come
in.
Sometimes the issue is also one of timing, meaning if we're working on ventures, projects that are critical to business or our community, maybe sometimes we have to say, you know, this might not be the time to go dancing and, you know, in search of some other personal quest, even though the hormones may be, you know, active and the time may be ticking on the clock or, you know, age clock. Maybe sometimes our community focus may be more critical because more people need us than we need one, you know, mate.
Absolutely. I agree.
So
are you single?
No, but I have a wide range of associates that are with me that definitely have tags on them.
Okay.
Ready, yeah.
No, you.
I'm in New York, so, you know, there are a lot of musicians and writers and, you know, regular nice guys that are teachers, et cetera, that I happen to liaise with either in business or in my community. So it would be nice to also have some, you know, video conferences so some more people can meet up and
With people that work in fashion and entertainment music industries, even we women, even females, we experience weird things with those loved ones in our lives. Back to what you were saying, shout out to your significant other, your wife, because apparently, obviously, she's very supportive of you. And it's so important for us to not only support our loved ones, but for them to be very supportive, because then in the industries that we are in, this 24/7, and then we're always meeting and networking with the opposite sex and different sexes and different people. It's so important to have a person that loves us and supports us, and vice versa. But to understand also what they're experiencing and what type of mindset they might have.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I'm doing, guys, is trying to connect UK women with the UN.
Yes.
Because I have two sisters in the UK who want to meet US men.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've got a website, and we're going to actually do a meetup through the website. The website is called marriageendgame.co.uk.
Okay, that's the website that you had told Roughneck, Red Roughneck and I about on Friday.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, so, yeah, it's
going to
be... It's marriageendgame.game
Okay.
.co.uk.
Okay.
And you can find all my stuff about Ebony's Real Talk and Steve the Dean Williams as well. He has his stuff on there.
Well, they're taking networking to a whole other level because I've been like focusing on the networking because I just love the love that that not only that I Cut the Shark Entertainment Press get from the UK and Australia and Dubai and the tropics, the Caribbean, the islands. The networking is something, but that takes it on a whole other level. What you're doing, as in respect to those in love, in matchmaking.
Well, I'm hoping I find mine along the way.
That's amazing right there.
So, yeah, sometimes you've got to be in the zone.
I guess
you're going to
keep the list and take the top spot.
Yes.
So, you know, like OTEP, like we were talking about the support system and networking in business. She's talking about the networking and support in love. And
we love.
Amazing.
It's the same... Yeah, the same tools are used, whether they're the intellectual tools or the internet tools. The only difference is in one outcome, it leads to, you know, a record deal or a movie station. And in another outcome, it'll lead to, you know, children. So it's still the negotiations that are required for,
yeah. Yeah, because we all need love, yes. And one thing, because Wednesday's usually the day we talk about matters of the heart, and I don't know if you all heard, like, other shows and broadcasts when I have intimacy advisors on, and we talk about those that are solo and also keeping the sparks alive in those who have been in long relationships and are married, because it's important for not only singles to know the tips about dating and but also for married couples and those couples who've been together. Also, I've noticed it's important to have date nights and time alone also to keep the fight alive.
So true. And can I ask you, because I'm not asking your guests now, you know, have you found anybody that you think I would like to share some love with?
You were talking to me or the sister?
No,
sister,
not
right?
You, not you.
The tables are turned. Oh my God! I'm romantically. I'm not involved with anyone. I am a true romantic. And,
but I'm
gonna
hook you up with someone in the UK.
But I'm not romantic. And, you know what? I network with a lot of UK guys also, and you guys seem like gentlemen. And to be honest, my cousin, she's been going on holiday, and she's usually on the show also. I don't know if you ever listened to her, my cousin Linda, who's a worldwide traveler on the show. But cousin Linda had planned to come to go to Paris for holiday this fall.
Yeah.
But thinking about coming to London, wouldn't it be funny if I would come with her? If not, then I will come soon. I have always wanted to visit London. I love London. One of my favorite places I've never been to. I just like New York. I don't consider myself looking, but I want to be prepared, like if Cupid unexpectedly shoot that arrow on me. You know? there are some guys that I do have the hots for. But, you know, sometimes I blurt out who I like, but I haven't been doing that recently. I'm just pretty much like, okay. Because I am still legally married, and I should be legally single real soon. So I believe that once I have that divorce decree, that's when everything will probably happen. You know, okay. But it's good to have those guys. And I have not been in touch with my strange husband, who happens to be Egyptian. Are you Egyptian, Otep, or?
No, not born there. Maybe in a previous life, but no.
So you heard me. What's your nationality?
Caribbean.
Okay, so where? From where?
Nassau.
See, I've been to Nassau. I've been there twice, and I wanted to just stay there. I didn't even want to come back home.
Yeah.
I love Nassau.
It's a pretty place. It's like New York in terms of the initial visual. It looks good, but as you get into the communities and talk to the people, what you find is that much of it is a facade, excluding the natural beauty of the habitat and the beaches. The same drama exists in terms of, prejudice and police brutality and lots of poverty. The people there in Nassau, that, you know, their toilet is in an outhouse, and they have to walk out the door, and there's a big hole in the ground and a little closed off building. You know, there are lots of issues, but it's a beautiful place once we capture it from the colonial mindset, which is prevalent over there.
It's good you mentioned that, because I definitely spend a lot of time with locals, and locals really shared a lot of information with me. I'm in Mississippi, which you hear naked side of Mississippi, but Mississippi is a beautiful state too. And so it also reminded me of Mississippi and the weather, and also back to what you were saying, the beauty, but then also what's not beautiful, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is just so beautiful. I could just stay here forever. And it's not far from Mississippi, so that's an easy place to go back and forth.
Wow.
So Ebony is from Jamaica.
Yeah, but I was born in the UK, actually. My family is from Jamaica.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, but
okay.
I've been to Jamaica many times.
Wow. When was the last time you visited? And I thought, I hope to visit again soon. When was the last time?
I haven't been there in 14 years.
Oh,
wow.
You need to go home.
Yeah,
you left when?
No, I left because of the political climate was very anti-youth, anti the average person, and I was in the office, and I knew that, you know, had I stayed there, you know, I would get into political trouble. So,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm very outspoken. Small town politics, they'll round you up and try and hit you over the head, and then you end up having to call your boys, and it becomes like grenades. So I didn't want it.
Wow.
I decided rather than go political and military, I would go creative and artistic.
Wow.
Great choice.
That's great. But yes, Ebony Empress, I don't know if I answered your question or not, but yes, I'm open-minded. I'm a colorblind person
okay.
when it comes to romance and relationships. My friends are, you know, of all backgrounds, so I'm open-minded. I don't have to have, like, a certain race or a certain or I have to be an American. I'm like you. Hey, UK guys, you're hot. You know.
Well, I like the US ones.
You know,
so.
different regions. New York guys. Hey.
Yeah, they're all good.
You know?
But you know, guys, I'm gonna have to leave you because I've got to go to a meeting now. But I'm gonna have to leave you. But so great to meet you. And I'm gonna look out for Black Emergency.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I find your website.
Yeah.
I'll send you a message from your website.
Okay, good. I'm going to follow you anyway.
Okay, now when is your next broadcast and what is the topic?
My next one is on Thursday, and we're talking about what you don't know can't hurt you.
What you don't know can hurt you?
Can't hurt you. What you don't know can't hurt you. Cannot hurt you. Yeah? What you don't know cannot hurt you. Do you know that thing that people say, like, well, you know, I'll keep those secrets because I don't want to hurt you?
Yes.
So we're talking about, is it right to keep the secret, and should you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
My God. I'm definitely going to call in tomorrow because that's an interesting topic right there. What you do not know cannot hurt you.
Yeah, that's right.
And should you be 100% honest in love or relationship?
Yes.
There's always debate on that topic.
Yeah, it's a good one. Wow. Because men say it all the time. They say, oh, you know, I just won't tell you because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
But and then some people are scared to know. And some people are afraid that if they tell too much, that might cause trouble.
That's right. So it's about what do you want to hear. Do you want the truth, the whole truth, or are you quite happy to know that stuff is happening and you're just not going to be part of it?
Well, I'm one of those people that don't mind telling the truth. To be honest, I know it sounds kind of crazy. And also, I would like to know as much truth as I can, but I don't mind being on a need-to-know basis, but glad to be on a need-to-know important basis. You know, something that can hurt me, please don't keep that truth from me.
Yeah,
I just have to deal with it, you know.
I hear you. Join the show. We're on at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. GMT, but that's a bit earlier. It's 3 p.m. Eastern time, I believe.
Okay, so, yeah, look, it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, because I did try to listen to you yesterday, and it's 4 o'clock Central Time, so that means you'll be 5 o'clock Eastern Time.
Eastern Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
good talking to you and meeting you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank
Have
you,
a good day.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
thank you.
All right.
Okay, love you all, UK. Shout out to the UK.
I'll stay on.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Have a good meeting.
I will. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm still in.
Okay. So you're still on, okay. Cool.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We have about
the opportunity to network and continue building, you know, and you see how different things can come out of networking from radio to entertainment to relationship guidance to, you know, investment advice. Yeah.
It's good you mentioned that, listeners, because that was an example. Because some people do not, you know, think, oh, well, I'm not good at networking. But what you just heard was a good example of networking. And you can visualize yourself at a luncheon, maybe at a breakfast, maybe just do not mind introducing yourself and introducing others that you are friends with or work with. To others, pretty much exchange what your ideas and what you do or what you plan to do or want to do and go from there. That's the basis of networking. And we just did she's in the UK, you're in New York, I'm down here in Mississippi, and we literally just networked online. But it's the same concept when you're in person. You know, introduce your friends to one another. Allow them to, like I just stepped back and said, you two introduce yourselves to each other. You can introduce your friends or you can allow them to introduce one another to each other. But always be courteous and introduce people. Okay.
And imagine a situation where one person needs, let's say, A, whatever A stands for. Everyone else has B, C, D, F, G, and then one person comes in the group with A, and it solves the problem as opposed to searching and researching. You know, it could be something as simple as the answer to a copyright infringement question or a technique for radio or, you know, some advice on how to deal with homeschooling or regular schooling situation, and you immediately could solve it. So the resource sharing could be on both physical resources, microphones, whatever, as well as intellectual resources and feedback. So networking is so critical, especially for a group or community that's typically ostracized and oppressed. It's critical for them, you know, to come together and network.
Exactly. And so if it's in person or online or on air, like OTEP and even in person I just experienced, it's important to follow up. Like today, we'll be following up one another. You know, you just don't meet people and you just let it be. Or let, you know, sometimes we all get caught up and maybe can't get in touch with a person until later on, but it's good to follow up as soon as possible.
Yeah. I find in our community very often there's the talk, but not the follow up. And so that's why many things are discussed, but they don't come to fruition. So that follow-up is the essential next step after we have wonderful discussions through the email, through the phone call, however we do it, send a honing pigeon with a letter tied to its leg to make it happen.
Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite sayings, too. Make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in. I really appreciate it because those
Thank
are topics that definitely would like to talk more in depth about in the near future regarding, like you were saying, copyright, royalty rights, also
trademarks. You have the patents, you have the publishing. Intellectual property is huge, and that's one thing that we often don't have enough of a grasp on. So other groups come along and take it all, and we don't know until it's too late.
Yes. That's why I have a friend who's based in Chicago named Neil Thakkar. That's why I'm looking forward to him. He's a real estate investor, but then also he and his friends created a company that is all about protecting intellectual property, you know, online and music and in entertainment. And then I mentioned also to him that, you know, it's a big deal, like you and I mentioned, in fashion. It's a big deal dealing with piracy in the fashion world also, with designs and dealing with knockoffs and all that stuff. And so his name is Neil Thakkar. You might want to send him a friend request. Tell him that I told you to send him a friend request because he's a real estate investor, but also he and his friends have a company regarding that they're definitely proponents of anti-piracy and protecting intellectual properties. And I'm looking forward. He had lost his mother about the time that he was going to come on to the show. So allowing him time to deal with that. He's a native. Well, his family are from India, so he recently traveled to India, and he's back. And, of course, you know, been a real estate investor. He's been traveling, but looking forward. So hopefully you will be able to call in when he's scheduled to be a guest, too. But you all can start networking already. And his name is spelled N-E-I-L.
N like Nancy or Nathal?
Yes. Neil, and his last name is Thakkar, Thakkar. So send him a friend request.
T like
tell him
Theta?
That you, like Theta?
Oh, Gina.
T like
what?
T-H, excuse my voice, T-H-A,
like Tom.
Apple. T like Tom, H like house, A like Apple, K like Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
A like Apple or like robot.
Run.
So
robot. Okay.
Yeah. So Neil Thakkar, and send him a friend request and tell him that you know that I sent you and that you also host a blogtalkradio.com show. So you all can start networking also. So he'll probably be a guest on not only my show but your show also in the near future. But,
In fact, we might be able to kill two birds with one stone, you know, have a talk in at the same time and record it.
Exactly, because he's amazing, because I'm like, well, wow, I want you to come on and talk about real estate, but we definitely need to talk about exactly what you're talking about, the importance of protecting intellectual properties and music and, you know, your digital work and so on.
Yeah. I actually, regarding real estate, have three friends and one of my own real estate deals I'm working on. One deal is in California, one is in the Caribbean, and one is in New Jersey. So definitely his talking to, you know, myself and some of my associates is good timing. And on the intellectual property end, I know quite a bit about intellectual property, but I have a friend that's like my grandmaster. You know, it's awesome, that networking possibility, and these are how deals are done in the business world, you know?
Exactly. And, yeah, you're focused on one deal, and then you find out, wait a second, we're experts in this area also. We have this in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other party may have done business with the group that we're negotiating with, and they may be able to give us a tip. But say, look, I did business with, Microsoft before.
Never,
how you should handle it.
Exactly. You make a good point, because you never know who know who. You know, I might mention to you, well, yeah, I have a conference call with Russell Simmons, and you might say, well, my cousin is on the board of directors.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I would be at that, or we'll be on that conference call. I'd be at that. I mean, you never know who knows who, or who. You don't know. So this networking is serious business.
Yeah. As I indicated earlier, as long as all people generally can get over some of our differences when it comes to religion or nationality or, you know, the other things that sometimes keep us from coming to the table. Once we get over that, the sky is the limit.
Oh, yes, the sky is the limit. No limit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But we'll start with the sky. You know, we'll go for the galaxy after reaching the sky. We're going to aim at more, you know.
You have me thinking the galaxy, yay!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
it's been a blast. It's been a blast. I'm so glad that you called in.
Yeah, and I'm pleased. I saw the visual and the text, and I said, this looks like an interesting show. Let me call up, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Thank you. And also, you talked about the copyrights. What is it, residual?
Well, residuals are a form of payment. So
exactly.
If you don't have, you don't have to own the copyright to get residual payment. For example,
exactly.
If an actor does a TV commercial, they can get residual checks, but they don't own the commercial. They don't own the script.
Exactly.
And they don't own the publisher.
Because some people thought, like Donna Summer recently passed away, and some people were thinking, where Donna Summer hadn't been working much. She doesn't have much money. That woman died, a very rich woman. I mean, I think her worth was like seven-something million. Why? Because of her royalties, and she still was doing work for, like, commercials. We hear her voice often on different type of commercials, you know. And because of residuals and from her royalties and from doing voiceover work, even to the day she died, because we didn't see her a lot, it didn't mean she didn't have any money. So that's your point right there, right?
When you look at it, though, for her to, for the work that she had done prior to the past 10 years, that alone, she should have had $100 million, meaning she was involved in so many huge dance hits. The fact that it was 70-something million is great compared to many others who end up owing. But she should have had $200
million. Yeah, and like Prince, Donna Summer back in the 70s, is back to what you were talking about, copyrights. She wrote and co-produced and most of her work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the talent to write, I love to write. If you have the talent to write, and you know, if you want to learn how to write, learn how to write, because it's really important. The live streaming was stopped in about 50 seconds, but I think we'll be able to broadcast a little longer. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. So if you have to do some house cleaning issues, I'll be quiet because I know the last 40 seconds you might have some wrap up stuff.
Okay. Well, this will be the live stream, and I think we will be able to broadcast of maybe a few more minutes. But I just want to thank everyone. I would like to thank Otep Kenyatta for calling in this morning. Remember, his show broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And also, you can catch Ebony Empress also here at Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if I'm not correct, I'm Central Time. So 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Casting from the U.K. So U.K. time, she said like 8 o'clock. Did she not? I know it's like afternoon right now in the U.K. And I just want to just shout out all listeners here locally in Jackson. Live streaming has stopped so we can continue on the talk. Local listeners here in the capital, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and just want to say we just need to continue to pray to increase the peace and to stop the violence. And going back to what Otep mentioned when he first called in, we're caring about humanity. We all have causes that are dear to our hearts, and it's not being greedy, but we all do like to recycle that dollar bill, right, Otep?
Oh, definitely. We need to.
Yeah, you know, it's a difference in being greedy and wanting to earn money, right? Do you have something to say in regards to that? Because everything you're talking about is pretty much people getting, getting money.
The concept of greed isn't one that applies to all people usually, because we're usually the one getting ripped off. If you own something and create something, you have both a moral and a legal right and imperative to protect it and make sure that you and your children and your community benefit. It would be greed if we went into people's nations and stole their stuff. That's different. But all we're saying is, hey, we create certain forms of music, dance, we create certain hairstyles and clothing styles and even computer software. We then should own our publishing and copyrights. And if it's trademark and patent rights, we should own them also. And then we should benefit financially from remuneration for those things so that we can then build our libraries and our hospitals and buy some ships so that our people can make trips to Africa or the Caribbean and start our own satellite systems so that we can send our own satellites in space to start our own communication instead of depending on CNN and some of the other media and satellite providers. So it starts with the unity, and we already have the ideas. We just need the unity.
That is a good point. So true. Don't be so segregated. Don't mind networking with others. So you'd be surprised who have the same mindset and who have the same goals on the other side of the world. Because I'm amazed at my friends in Africa and Turkey and Dubai and UK, nationally, like we're networking from different regions. That's why I tell you I love the love that Culture Talk Entertainment reports get from New York. The love down here in Mississippi, I have a lot of Mississippi friends up there, but the love and the networking that happens, in Mississippi is the birthplace of a lot of music and a lot of musicians. And it goes back to what you were saying, blues musicians that have experienced exactly what you're talking about,
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for people like Bonnie Raitt. who say, well, wait a second, something's not right with what's happening to these blues musicians. So the same thing to like you and I. We have our favorite designers. I think there was a fashion week going on. Was it fashion week in New York a couple weeks ago? One of the fashion weeks where I seen a lot of media reports where people were saddened because I design also and worked in fashion and retail, but I had seen a report where people were sad because there weren't many black designers showcasing their work. So you and I, I'm so glad to hear you mention fashion because it's important for us to, some of these designers, do you really know who designed them?
Yeah, and it just takes one celebrity that one of us knows to wear someone's clothing on a TV show or at an interview, radio even, and it could start a trend, People see a friend of mine, one of his friends wore a T-shirt, and one of the rappers wore the T-shirt, and the guy made $1 million.
Wow.
Just from that one picture that went all over. So it's just, networking. We have the idea. Network it, hook it up. And, of course, everyone gets paid. If somebody is doing a deal, shouldn't be the, one black person making it all. If you can share and help someone else rise up, you help them to rise up. Do it the way the Indians and the Koreans and Chinese and everyone else does it.
Yeah, because even here, I love, even in business, my friends call in with business or pertaining to music, I love mainstream, and I love it when mainstream artists send me music. But you talk the vibe. I love to play and interview unsigned or independent artists, I don't know if you've heard some of my interviews or heard, and you told me this morning you liked the music this morning, but there have been some amazing artists that have been guests on the show, and they're independent artists, they're unsigned artists, and they should be exploding all over the place, Dread Days that I play a lot. You probably heard their song this morning.
You were playing The Autumn Noise, I think you were playing when I got in.
Yeah, Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I love Arden North. Oh, my God. That's a long phone. Because I had seen your call, and I was like, whoa, I hope he likes Arden North.
Oh, they're awesome.
I hope he's still online. I was saying to myself, I hope he's still online. That's an eight-minute song.
it's long, too. I know. I was about to turn 60.
Yeah. Because I was like, I hope he still holds on. I hope he likes that.
I celebrate three birthdays in one song. But the independent artists don't get much play because the industry, there's payola. The folks pay under the table to get songs played. But then there are chosen artists who the industry decides to push. And so you hear in rotation on radio, you hear a small group of music by the top artists. And then those top artists, instead of them reaching back into the community and saying, look, I know they're only playing my music right now, but I'm going to raise up five artists from my community. You're going to be on my album cover. You're going to be in the music video. And you're going to sing background. And I'm going to give you all some shout-outs on the radio. So if I'm a big star, I'm on the radio. Big shout. But they won't even do that.
But you're so right. That's a good point. And you would think that payola is outdated, but it's not. It's still alive and well in mainstream radio. And so in a way, internet radio has been a blessing to many artists.
Yeah,
because I'm like, wow, when I get music from mainstream artists, I'm like, woo-hoo! internet radio is a blessing to the mainstream artists because some mainstream artists cannot get their music play. And I guess it goes back to what you just shared with us because of payola.
Yeah.
And because of the set playlist. Because they
the
pretty much say, well, the playlist has already been set. And it goes back to what you were saying about the powers that be. Because sometimes, you know, have you ever had a conversation with a radio personality at a major radio station? And you might say, well, why don't you all play the song? And then the first thing comes out their mouth is, not on the playlist.
Yeah.
Like, duh, well, why don't you all know what the people want to hear? Why can't you put it on the playlist? They always say, well, upper management is controlling that. Duh, what? explain to people what payola is all about. And many people heard about payola back in the 50s and 60s, but payola is still around today. Some people, a lot of artists listening know what payola is, but some people, music fans that do not know what payola is.
The record companies and radio stations, I don't think are as concerned about putting out good music as they are about putting out music they can produce cheaply that will be the least empowering to our community. When you hear the music today, much of it is from our community just preposterously, insanely niggerish. And it's so shocking when you hear, especially in the hip-hop world. I mean, it's a nightmare. So that's why it's important. It behooves us to put out our own tracks of our own record companies and our own radio stations and our own satellite dishes so that there's no need to go anywhere to ask anyone for, you know, if NASA can give us a handout. No, we have our own. They'll have to come to us and negotiate. And we'll consider, you know, negotiating at that point.
And mind you, payola is illegal. So sometimes when some radio personalities do get caught, if it's like an extreme case of payola, they get in trouble too because it isn't illegal. But it's so common now that I guess people turn the other cheek nowadays, right?
Well, there's a workaround it also. What sometimes happens is a company, record company, will promise advertising on a certain radio station.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing happens in many magazines. You'll see people getting certain awards, but what you don't know behind the scenes is that their company is paying for maybe $100,000 in advertising. So it's a legitimate way to make it, you know, go through without getting busted with the $1,000 in coins that you give to the DJ or the programming director.
Yeah, because it's not the cash-in-hand transaction from the old days. It has a new face.
Yeah, it's a mix. Sometimes that actually goes down, but it's not as common. At least from what I've seen, the cash isn't as common as the sneaky business deals when all of a sudden the company also says, by the way, this is the artist that we'd like in occasion.
Are y'all?
But we shall overcome.
Wow. Yeah. Because the old days, they'll bring that 45 into the radio station and have that money with it. Okay, we want that on the air.
Yeah. Or just knock someone over the head, because, there was a lot of gang stuff going on back then, too. Mafia stuff.
Yeah, so it's more Martin now, like you were saying, dealing with advertisements or dealing with promos, I guess. And what they're probably calling bartering. But it's a whole other form of, that's what they're saying, it's bartering. But in actuality, it's payola. But yeah, but setting up playlists like that, I think that's kind of sad, because some good songs we don't get a chance to hear.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's sad when
our favorite radio personalities don't have any control over who should be included on a playlist.
Yeah, but you get tired of hearing the same songs over and over.
Yeah, but it goes back to what you said about how important it is to create your own actual radio stations and internet programs and really supporting independent artists and independent producers and managers.
And promoters. Promoters, exactly. We have it all. We just pull them together. So right now we have the Rasmus Associates in California and in parts of the Caribbean and Africa and also in Europe. And you have your folks, and then each of my associates has their folks. We got the world. It's on
exactly.
Like Donkey Kong.
Exactly.
It's going down. Yeah.
Exactly. All about effectively networking. Because some people say, I network and it doesn't work, but it's all about effectively networking and following up. And then, I understand some people network differently, real cut and dry, just deal with what they have to deal with. But effective networking is about developing relationships. And it's not about getting into someone's personal business, but just developing a good professional relationship. And people will share more with you if they know that you are sincere about their project and vice versa.
Yeah, and I'm sure that this will go down between what you're doing and what I'm doing and what she's doing in England. Right there, we're probably looking at 40 people,
Yeah, because you and I, before we connected with Ebony this morning, we were talking from the professional aspect of networking. And then, then she's like, I have this whole other level of people need love. We were talking about love, general love, but then she was like, and people do need love, and either those that are in relationships and married need to strengthen, make sure that those relationships are strengthened, and then those that are solo, like she and I, looking or not looking, need to know and have an open mind to when real love appears. So that's a good point, network. We all need love. Love keeps us alive.
Yeah. It's the full picture, meaning a holistic approach. People need various things in order to be a whole person. And so without it, often, there's that challenge of, how do I identify it? And you identify it by communicating with the right people, getting in the right network.
Exactly. Because back to what we were saying before she connected, just like people are scared of love, people get hurt in business too. Where we were talking about the bad apples, people get just like some people say, I'm scared to get in this relationship. There are people that are like, I'm scared to work with this person professionally. I don't know what's going to happen.
They get scared out of it. Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Let's take a chance and let's see what happens.
Well, that's why in a network people can get feedback, because other people either have had the experience with the same company or person, or they can tell based on the feedback that the person gives, their constructive feedback could help that person or company come to a conclusion that, benefits them and saves them time. So So there's so many ways to slice the benefits of such a camaraderie and network. I mean, it leads to exponential growth, as I mentioned earlier, and we can knock this all out.
Yeah. Like you said, and like I like to say too, let's make it happen. Network
oh, yeah.
and follow
fact,
up
I,
and good things will happen. And when you're effectively
yeah,
networking with others, when you're effectively networking with others and you notice you can like foresee, like, wait a second, that's not a good move. You know, when you're really networking,
yeah.
seriously networking with others, you really have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, making a good move or, wait a second, I might say, well, OTEP, you need to maybe think twice about that one. Or you might say, well, Beth, you might need to reconsider getting involved
yeah.
in that situation. You know,
yeah.
that's one thing that's good about effectively networking.
Mm-hmm. Whether
and
you think of it as a think tank or a consortium or consortium or cooperative, however people think of structuring it, the benefits are still the same. The more intelligent mind you have at a table or over a phone, the better the response is from the collective. The only thing you also want to first watch out for is the group think, where everybody might start thinking the same way. So having those independent leaders in there that aren't afraid to say, no, that's a bad idea, it's still good.
Exactly. And that's amazing. Wow, that's a good point right there. Really, it is. Yeah. See, you have me going into like a daydream thinking. Like that is a good point.
Yeah, no, there's a lot we can do. In fact, I would say if it's good with you, when is your show again?
My next broadcast, it will be tomorrow at 11. And Friday.
Okay, is there a way that you and I
do you love
can
sports?
Talk before then over the phone?
Do you love sports?
Somewhat.
Friday,
not the corporate
Fridays,
side of it, but
yeah. Fridays talk sports. Fridays is always Friday Sports Friday, and Saturday is the weekend edition of Culture Shock. For the past month I've been broadcasting at night. I usually on Saturdays have been broadcasting at this time right here, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and but I had been interviewing a lot of my friends who are rap artists and producers, and you also dealing with producers and artists, know that a lot of times they're going to bed at 5:30. So I've
been
broadcasting.
Been in the studio.
Yeah, you know, so like anytime after 10, okay, but I had been broadcasting at night the past month and been having a blast. So more than likely I'll be broadcasting at 9 this Saturday. Last Saturday I broadcast at 3 because it was my birthday, and I went ahead and broadcast before going to eat birthday cake with a few friends of mine. But Saturdays I like to really talk about a lot of entertainment and music news, and I hope to be interviewing this group that I love called SeaWorld High Fashion, which if I get a chance I'll play their song High Fashion before the show ends. But that's an awesome group right there. I mean, oh my God, I'm just in love with their music, and they've been digging the show, and they like find it very interesting. So I'm like, cool. So hopefully they will be guests on Saturday. But they have a song called Bahama Mama. Have you listened to the show? I think I played it yesterday. But they have a song called Bahama Mama.
This is my first time. Yeah, this is my first time hearing, but I'll definitely. I already have you logged in on my blog talk.
Okay,
so
and then I'm going to follow you as soon. Oh, cool. So I'm going to follow you, and I definitely will call in. I will definitely listen to your show on Saturday. And if I need to call in, I will. Well, if you just want me to call in and say hi, I will.
Okay. And you also see my number on your screen, right? In your control.
Yeah. It's your number.
So when you get the opportunity, if you could put down OTEP Kenyatta, and then maybe we could talk for a few minutes after your show or later this evening.
Okay, because I did jot your number down. So, We'll talk before my next live broadcast. I'll either call you today or call you, before the show broadcast tomorrow, but I'll probably call you this evening.
Yeah, Yeah, because I know just before the show you're going to be doing your preliminary, you know, pre-production stuff. So, yeah, if we could find 5-10 minutes way before that, that'll be sensational. And I'll also have some updates for you that we can go over. And I hope your listeners also were tuned and benefit from this, and they see the benefits of unity and you know, brains coming together. And I thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you. This has been sensational.
Well, thank you, and I thank you for this opportunity of talking with you. And I'm glad you called in, and this has really been a powerful conversation.
Thank you. This is the start. In a few years, we'll look back at this start and smile at how it all began.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'll be on your yacht, and I'll be on my spaceship, and we'll be talking.
Exactly. Galapagos or whatever world. But exactly.
Yeah,
so it sounds like we'll be having a meeting of the minds. We just had a meeting of the minds. So
But now it's about to go global.
Exactly. But I can see it now, us having maybe summits or expos and educating one another regarding all of this. Yes.
Yeah, a friend of mine does it in different countries now. He takes black professionals and he does expos, et cetera. So all that you're saying, we just have to continue to bring the right people together and
exactly.
Rock and roll. Next thing you know, you'll be
rock
president.
Rock and roll, you just said the
first
right
female
word
for
me. You just said the right word for me. To you. Exactly. We have to keep making history. Have to keep making history.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. And good talking to you. I'll talk to you again. You said you'll call me this evening if you get the opportunity?
Yes, I'll call you before the next broadcast. I'm more likely I'll call you this evening.
Okay.
Yes,
and
yes,
thank you, and
I will.
Thanks to your listeners, and keep doing it.
I will. I know our conversation will be long, so that's why I'm like, okay, it'll be this evening.
Okay.
Because I can imagine that we won't be talking 10 minutes. I can see that. It'll probably be 30 an hour.
I'll have my popcorn ready and some coffee.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. And I'll definitely spread the word about the show.
Okay, and I'll do the same on my network for yours and your sisters.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And
thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I really appreciate you. Remember, you all can catch his show, Black Emergency, on Saturdays at 6:30 here on blogtalkradio.com. And I'll play a couple more songs, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with our favorite celebrities with the time that we do have left. But that's been great. I've had a great time this morning. I hope you have enjoyed the show this morning also, Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and that again was Otep Kenyatta and also Ebony Empress. Both are Blog Talk Radio cohorts of mine, and just I love it when we network. And shout out to the staffers here at blogtalkradio.com and also to my other favorite shows like Brian Cuban, Rent Revolution, The Judge Neil Show, Sexy India, Dollhouse Radio. A shout out to many others, the Computer Lady. There's so many awesome shows right here on blogtalkradio.com, and I thank you. So we'll play To Be Loved by Morris Mills, and also we'll talk a little bit more about Matters of the Heart, if we can, after this song by my dear friend Morris Mills. Like his fan Facebook page at the Morris Mills Experience.
wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun. My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
Love for the shepherd who left from the shelter to try to find better. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no rules to fit.
No rules
when you fall in a kit. We find that true love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Both can be mean. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's for not that one.
Smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500,000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos. This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His parents could only hope that one day he would leave the hospital healthy, and they would all live happily ever after. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. You can help the March of Dimes stop premature birth and bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Again, I thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday Culture Shock Entertainment Report. You heard Menage a Trois by Austin Brown. I love him. I love his family. I love his music. Just amazing, amazing. Here's a tune called Daydreaming by one of my favorite Reverb Nation friends and just amazing, amazing musician, Six String Woody. Here's Daydreaming.
Daydream. Working with, and that is Mr. Lewis House himself.
amazing, amazing talent, really. Here's High Fashion by SeaWorld High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got your fuck up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the trick, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests just extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of the juicer, I give no fuck. Rockin' punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. God's going for clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld High Fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic. I kill the beat, it's tragic, no horseplay in SeaWorld. Seabiscuit and Quick Draw, I don't fuck with you broke dudes. You and me, all y'all, married to the game. Shotgun wing, sauna, new whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for soul play. Photo count blowing stick on, white girl, that's wordplay. I'll be sexy, jerk off, Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. What do you see the growth of the planetary
High fashion. Let's see real high fashion. Looking forward to see real high fashion. Going to get us on the show in the very near future. I'm looking at an email that I just received since we are talking a matter of the heart also. The 2012 Great Male Survey, what he really thinks about cheating, your weight, and how often you have sex. What he really thinks about your relationship and sex. Just when you thought you knew everything, this is from iVillage. Just when you thought you knew everything about men and relationships, the gents at Ask Men released the results to their 2012 Great Male Survey. So would the Martin man dump you if you got fat? Pop a male birth control pill. Fake an orgasm. See what over 70,000 of them had to say. Which of the following body parts do you think women appreciate the most in men? Guys said 40% said abs, 23% said chest, 22% arms, 9% penis, 8% butt, and legs, 0. So that's interesting. We are abs obsessed. I see where a lot of people want to see Paul Ryan's abs. Mr. Six keeps his body fat at between 6 and 8%. Of the four choices listed below, which one is the most important personality trait when deciding if a woman's relationship material? Worldwide, men say that a sense of loyalty is 36% important, a sense of humor, 23%, a sense of caring and nurturing, 22%, intelligence, 19%. American men say that a sense of loyalty, 47%. I agree with you guys, worldwide and American men. As a woman, I believe that it's very important, that loyalty is very important. Loyalty first and everything else follows, should just fall in place. Intelligence, 21%. A sense of caring and nurturing, 19%. And a sense of humor is 13%. And most definitely, in my opinion, a sense of humor is so important. It goes a long way just regarding the different experiences that we all go through on a daily basis. Is it important for a girlfriend to have a wife potential? Somewhat, though, I won't break up with her if I realize she isn't. That's what 52% of you guys said. Yes, I won't bother pursuing a woman who isn't potential wife, 29%. And 19% say no, not at all. I don't look that far ahead in my relationships. That's interesting to know. Ladies, it's important for us to know what, check out these men mags, because Ask Men and Men's Health, those are like our Cosmopolitan and Women's Health mags. So it's important to, you know, check out a copy online or a printed copy. Do you believe in the institution of marriage? 70% guys say, yes, I believe it is a necessary institution and one in which I would participate to have preserved, 70%. And 18% say, yes, I believe in it as an institution, but it's not for me, 18%. And 12% don't believe in the institution of marriage. But 70%, I do, you know. So this is an amazing survey. Check out iVillage, and the name of the article is the 2012 Great Male Survey, what he really thinks about cheating, your weight, and how often you have sex. How important is it to you that your wife, your future wife, to sign a prenup? Not very important, 34%. Not at all important, 31%. 25% somewhat important, and 10% say very important. That is an important issue. I agree on that. It is important. I mean, it's important. It's important. It's important vice versa, too. I mean, you guys need to sign a prenup. But I think it's important to have an understanding outside your vows in some cases. This is my opinion. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you feel you don't shouldn't have a prenup, and that's cool, too, I guess. But it's good to already, you know, like, just have an understanding, a basic understanding. I mean, there are cohabitant agreements out there with people that are living together to at least have an agreement about their cohabitation. If there were no chance of your partner finding out, how likely would you be to cheat on her? Not very likely. I might be tempted, but I love and respect her too much, 37%. I agree with you guys on that one. No, really. We're all a human, but, you know, we all want to be faithful, right? I myself have never cheated on anyone, but, you know, a fear that I have is that, I don't have fear, but I don't want to get in trouble whenever I'm in a committed relationship or married again. I don't want to be tempted to cheat. You know, even though I have never cheated on me, I won't cheat. And that's just us being human. And I love to hear when people who say that they have been like lifelong cheaters, when they become monogamous and are devoted to one person. I think that's amazing. But how common is it when a person is known to be monogamous and are devoted, but then later on, you know, what's the story to that? But I don't think I'm really a monogamous spirited person. So, you know, don't get in it unless you're getting into an open relationship. Don't get into a committed relationship or marriage if you even think that you might cheat, because that can cause you to break up. That's exactly what happened with Chad Johnson and his new wife Evelyn, right? What started all was she found a receipt for him buying condoms. I mean, they're married, so he wasn't buying condoms for her. So the bottom line, the domestic violence might be what we all have heard about this weekend, but bottom line, it was the issue of his faithfulness that caused, you know, where this all started with that situation that we have been hearing through the media. So, you know, I guess it's important for us to do our best to be, stay devoted to those that we are exclusively committed to. But let me finish with this. If there were, again, it was, if there were no chance of your partner finding out, how likely would you be to cheat on her? And like I said, 37% said that not very likely. They might be tempted, but they love and respect her too much. So the love and respect would keep most guys from not cheating. Not at all likely. I might just be tempted. But cheating violates my morals. Exactly. Morals are very important. And somewhat likely, but I would feel guilty, nothing less, 18%. And 5% said they already have done that, already cheated on her. And 4% said very likely she can't be hurt if she doesn't know about it. And that is the topic that Ebony Empress will be discussing tomorrow. What you don't know can't hurt you. And so that's what there will be. She will be talking about on her show tomorrow here on blogtalkradio.com regarding telling it all or not telling it at all. Well, that sounds cool what I just said, telling it all or not telling anything at all. Looking back at your last relationships, what is the one thing you would have changed about your partner? And 32% say her nagging, 28% say I wouldn't change a thing, 26% say her sexual appetite, and 14% say her domestic skills. And then, oh, here's the question about being fat. Would you dump your girlfriend if she became fat? 54% said yes, and 46% said no. So you all have heard my friend Belinda Bostic, which you can check her out at slumberpartiesbybelindabostic.com, who is an intimacy advisor based in Houston. You all have heard she and I talk about the topic and also previous broadcasts regarding body image, but especially she and I talking about that exact topic of gaining or losing weight so much, pretty much body image. So 54% guys say they would dump. What about some of you guys? You guys put on a little meat sometimes. I lose a little too bit, too much also. So this is what I was talking about last night on Facebook. My friend, my attorney, my friend who I still love so much, you know, he loves to talk about people who are overweight. And, you know, he's really been getting himself into shape. And I always talk about, you know, he's not only a high-powered attorney based in Dallas, but he has other talents also, from flipping houses and doing his own DIY projects and flipping cars. But he's a comedian also. And one thing about it, he loves to make fat jokes. And just for that reason, he encourages me to stay focused on dropping these pounds and whittling his waist because I do not want to be the butt of his jokes. But really, that's a good point. You guys would dump a chick, your woman, your wife, because of gaining up some pounds. But I don't think we dump you guys because of that, but maybe so. But it's good to be supportive and encourage your significant other to maybe lose some weight. But it's more like half and half. 47% said they would dump. And even Belinda said that with her husband, and her husband is so loving and supportive for her. She said, you know, he would offer her, like, satin and stuff, and she told him, you know, it's okay to give me things, but give me, like, healthy things to eat, you know? Because he didn't complain about her weight gain after having having their two children and so on. And but she was like, you know, you can offer me food, but offer me healthy things to eat, you know? So it's good to be supportive and encouraging in yourself, significant others who don't like the weight gain or even the weight loss. Sometimes we can get too skinny. Because I have been a skinny many, and I think sometimes I have been too slim for guys that I have dated or have been in relationships with. So it goes both ways. So it's good to be open regarding the issue of weight with your significant other. But that's amazing right there. You can check that out at iVillage. This is like a survey again from askmen.com. So I found that very interesting. I just wanted to share that with you before going off the air. And who should pay for a date? Girls should take turns, 51%. Him, 49%, and her, 0%. That was the response to that question. But again, thank you, and congratulations to Jennifer Aniston regarding her engagement. Congratulations to Brady and Lena, especially if you all are getting married this weekend. And I'm tuned to Good Morning America. I don't think Patterson has been on yet, but there's like a whole bunch of fans outside the Good Morning America studios just having a blast of a good time. I just want to thank all of you. Again, I send hugs and condolences to one of my inspirations, David Harrison Levy. He and his loved ones attended the funeral of